Mrs. Johnson was looking at a picture of him in which he was dressed as a sailor. During the war, he had served in the Navy. Slender, a pale young seafarer with an elongated face of slightly dour saintliness, he stood with an arm around the waist of the girl he had married, and in Mrs. Johnson's estimation, ought not to have, for they had nothing in common. The serious Jimmy and this teenage San Diego fleet follower, whose glass beads reflected a now long-faded sun. And yet what Jimmy had felt for her was beyond normal love. It was passion. A passion that was in part pathological. As for the girl, she must have loved him, and loved him completely, or she would not have done as she did. If only Jimmy had believed that, or been capable of believing it. But jealousy imprisoned him. He was mortified by thoughts of the men she had slept with before their marriage. He was convinced, moreover, that she remained promiscuous, that every time he went to sea, or even left her alone for the day, she betrayed him with a multitude of lovers, whose existence he unendingly demanded that she admit. Then she aimed a shotgun at a point between her eyes and pressed the trigger with her toe. When Jimmy found her, he didn't call the police. He picked her up and put her on the bed and lay down beside her. Sometime around dawn of the next day, he reloaded the gun and killed himself. Opposite the picture of Jimmy and his wife was a photograph of Perry in uniform. It had been clipped from a newspaper and was accompanied by a paragraph of text. Headquarters, United States Army, Alaska. Private Perry E. Smith, 23, First Army Korean combat veteran to return to the Anchorage, Alaska area, is greeted by Captain Mason, public information officer, upon arrival at Elmendorf Air Force Base. Smith served 15 months with the 24th Division as a combat engineer. His trip from Seattle to Anchorage was a gift from Pacific Northern Airlines. Miss Lynn Marquis, airline hostess, smiles approval at welcome. Official U.S. Army photo. Captain Mason, with hand extended, is looking at Private Smith, but Private Smith is looking at the camera. In his expression, Mrs. Johnson saw, or imagined she saw, not gratitude, but arrogance, and, in place of pride, immense conceit. It wasn't incredible that he had met a man on a bridge and thrown him off it. Of course he had. She had never doubted it. She shut the album and switched on the television, but it did not console her. Suppose he did come. The detectives had found her. Why shouldn't Perry? He need not expect her to help him. She wouldn't even let him in. The front door was locked, but not the door to the garden. The garden was white with sea fog. It might have been an assembly of spirits. Mama and Jimmy and Fern. When Mrs. Johnson bolted the door, she had in mind the dead as well as the living.